Well, that's not good, is it? It's been nearly 48 hours since I did my last show. But at the time of recording, at 20 past 10 on Sunday, the 20th of November, I'm only just recording day 20 of Napod Pomo. Because I recorded day 19 so early in the day, like at 12:15, yeah, it seems like it's been a long time, but I need to be careful, otherwise I'll lose the game. Oh, and I've just lost the game. Brilliant. Good start. I don't have much to talk about this evening. Just a couple of things. The first one is the mockery of a car crash that is the X Factor. I don't know if anybody is following it here in the UK, but basically the bottom two this week were an incredibly talented singer and musician versus an almost talentless rapper. Now, this is interesting. I have in my hands, just trying to see when it was actually, I don't know how long I've had this for. I think I've had this for about 10 years. It's a digital radio and it's a portable one, battery powered. And I bought this, oh, it must have been about 10 years ago. Wow. And I found it by accident. I was actually looking for something else and I found it. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's not going to work. That's going to be dead. Anyway, switched it on, as I'm just about to. There we go. And it came on and said, welcome. And the battery level is full. Absolutely full. And I've just taken the back off. Let me just do that again. There we go. And inside are two AA batteries. Boots AA batteries. So they're not exactly expensive ones. That have lasted approximately 10 years, shoved in a cupboard. Now, I would have expected that, bearing in mind this is a device with a logical on-off button rather than a physical switch, that it would have depleted the batteries over time. But it hasn't done, which I find quite remarkable. But, yeah, I might see if I can get some use out of this. Could be fun. Oh, well, anyway, that's all we're going to get from me this evening. Because. So I shall be back again tomorrow morning, fairly early. Shall I leave you with a song? I shall leave you some music. I think I probably should. What do you reckon? Right. Let me go and find a... Hang on a second. I found a song the other day. Yeah, let's have that one. Yeah, I'm going to play you a song in that case. So, this is a band that never was a band. It was originally just a solo artist called Clarissa Carroll. And the band that she had, she was known as, the name of her act was Chamber of Echoes. And it's now a band, it's now a multi-piece band where it was completely and totally her. She used to do all the instruments and the vocals and the songwriting, everything. But she's an incredibly talented individual. So let's listen to this and tell me what you think. This is Chamber of Echoes with The Proof in the Pawn.
Fronting out of your heart, let us in.
I never used to be a fan of electronica, but this is one of the bands that made me change my mind about that. That was Chamber of Echoes with The Proof in the Pawn. They are from Los Angeles in California. You can find out more about them over at their website, chamberofechoes.com. Right, I'm going to quickly end this because my lovely studio PC decided to throw a wobbler on me, and I've actually ended up now with three individual files I need to try and splice together before I can publish this. So anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening. Hope you enjoyed the music. Let me know if you want some more music played. We've still got 10 more of these episodes to go. So if you want some more music played, let me know what kind of music you'd like to hear. Drop me an email, napodpomo@thelovebug.org. And of course, you can get the rest of the shows that have already been recorded and published over at thelovebug.org/pod. Thank you very much indeed for listening. It's really good to be having you along on this journey so far, and we're almost there, aren't we? Catch you tomorrow.